This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and through our content partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we take time each Monday to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Today, we're going to explore a community resource working to overcome challenges to serving aging adults, particularly in more rural parts of the county. My first guest today is Laura Seifried, and Laura is the director of the Community Resource Center in Manchester, and thank you so much for the time today. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
When it comes to serving the aging population of Manchester and the surrounding townships, how do you view the primary mission of the Community Resource Center?
The Community Resource Center is available to all the residents of the Manchester area, but we do serve several older adults at this time. And we see that just like everywhere else, the older adult population is increasing, and especially in rural communities, because people think that it's a less expensive place to live, number one. And then there's a lot of folks who grew up in the rural community and they don't want to leave.
And as a result, because it is more rural, are many of the difficulties in finding connection either due to lack of transportation, adequate internet connectivity, or lack of family and friend support?
All three of those things, actually, David. Lack of transportation is a critical issue. We do have a senior citizen group that operates a bus for medical transport, and we do partner with them to help people get rides, especially our low-income senior adults. And the internet is an interesting issue, as it is everywhere.
Right. Broadband connection is really difficult in some portions. Yeah,
absolutely. And one of the challenges in the Manchester area as well is that there are a lot of areas where cell phones won't work either. So a lot of times when people think that someone can connect through the internet, they say, well, if you don't have that, just use your cell phone. Well,
that's not working.
That doesn't work either for many areas.
By what means are you able to provide the necessary support services given these challenges? Who is funding the operations and making sure that those who do not have the necessary things to get to where they need to go and get the items they need?
Yeah. So we receive funding from several sources. Number one, our local community is very supportive. We have lots of donors, individually, business. And then we rely on grant funding. We write for the Washtenaw Coordinated Funding Grant. United Way is one of the funders that partners in that. And that is about 40% of our annual income at this point, with independent donors being about 35%. And then other than that, we do get a local contribution or a contract with our village government.
What is the overall annual budget for the Manchester Community Resource Center?
Great question. Our annual budget right now is around $115,000 annually.
So you're doing a lot with a little.
We're doing a lot with a little, and we have one full-time staff person, myself, the director, and one part-time administrative assistant. We really can't do it all. We really rely on the volunteers to help support that. So I would say our in-kind funding
is tremendous.
It's tremendous. I don't even have a number to put on that.
What kind of pool of volunteers do you have working with you on an annual basis, understanding that people rotate in and out?
Absolutely. So we have, on average, 13 board members, and they serve for three-year terms. We have food pantry volunteers who staff our food pantry Monday through Friday, half-day shifts. I think we're at 13 volunteers for that position as well. And then we have five or six people who rotate in and out of the office as volunteers, or they have specific skills like graphic arts or resume building or things like that that they can work on projects or with individuals.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We've been talking with the director of the Manchester Community Resource Center, Laura Seifried, who has pointed out the importance of volunteer work. So this is a good time to introduce my second guest for today. Dolores Naughton volunteers her time working in the Resource Center's food pantry. And thank you so much for being here today, Dolores.
Thank you.
How long have you been volunteering now?
I've been with the pantry for 6 years.
And what inspired you to choose the food pantry at the Manchester Community Resource Center as your avenue for community service?
When I moved to Manchester, which was 6 years ago, RSVP contacted me that they needed help there as a volunteer. And I immediately went and been there since.
What about that part of our county, the Village of Manchester and Manchester Freedom and Bridgewater Townships? What have you learned about the people through the work you're doing as a volunteer?
They're one of the most friendly group I have ever seen, and so appreciative of what we have to offer them. And it's a joy to be able to talk to them, kind of lend an ear and a hand to them if they need somebody just to talk to or to give advice. And I enjoy doing that.
And for those of us in other parts of the Washtenaw County community, what do you think we should know about the greater Manchester area and its needs that perhaps we've missed along the way?
Well, it's hard because we're such a little village that a lot of people just don't really know what we have there to offer. They have plenty of things for people to do that maybe don't want to go outside the village and back to the city again on account of their age and the traveling. It's a very safe community, and it was the best move I ever made.
And I want to bring Laura Seifried back into the conversation on 89.1 WEMU's Washtenaw United. You just heard what Dolores had to say about the area. What does the rest of the county need to know about the needs of the aging population in the area and the Manchester Community Resource Center serves that may be different from more urban areas like Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti?
You know, the rural communities don't have all the services nearby that the urban populations probably have access to, like medical facilities. And in fact, right now our community does not have a grocery store. We don't have a pharmacy.
And that's a huge issue.
That is a huge issue. And there are folks in the community who are working diligently to change that. But it's a process. And I think that it's also challenging in that many people in the county don't realize, number one, where Manchester is located in the county. But when they look at a map, I show people a map sometimes of the entire county. And so our agency serves not only the village of Manchester, but the four surrounding townships. It's basically that southwest corner of the county. It's a big geographical area. So I feel like sometimes when I show that map to people, it kind of opens their eyes like, wow, there is a place outside of the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area.
Right. Indeed, there is. And if we take a closer look, what we find is that there is a lot of commonality as well as differences. Mm-hmm. And part of that involves an aging population. Part of that involves housing and food insecurity, right?
Absolutely.
Dolores, to those who are considering volunteering, either at the Manchester Community Resource Center or elsewhere in the county to serve this population, can you share the personal reward you get from participating and serving in this way?
Yes, I can. I retired at 62, and I've been with RSVP for 24 years. I had positions in Chelsea that I volunteered at, and when I moved to Manchester, I was very grateful when they called to see if I was interested in volunteering at the food pantry.
Obviously, your name had gotten around.
Right.
And Laura, the best possible scenario would be that the community no longer needed or required the services that you are providing today. That's not going to happen anytime soon. So as you look to an even greater number of aging adults in the area, what will the Resource Center have to grow into over the next decade?
Our future plans, you know, are always kind of vague because we want to stick to our mission, which is serving the entire population in need. But we do know that as the population ages, that we are going to have to be more specific about the services and the programs that we offer. And we're currently and will continue to partner with not only our local organizations, but also the bigger organizations throughout the county to create not just programming, but also a space that older adults can come to and possibly have congregate meals.
Creating a sense of community and
creating
congregation.
That community, absolutely. And especially for those older folks who don't have family right close by. Folks that come to our community from other areas because it's less expensive, not realizing the lack of support services until they get there and need them.
I appreciate the information and the conversation today, and I'd like to thank both of you for the work you do, and thank you for coming and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
That is Manchester Community Resource Center Director Laura Seifried and Resource Center volunteer Dolores Naughton, our guests on the weekly feature Washtenaw United. This regular Monday segment is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and all resources, links, and the Washtenaw United Archive can be found at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.